Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Hello there, everybody. Please remember to call after the half hour. If you need a confirmation, a reading, you have a question to ask, the number to call on the half hour is 646-716-9663. 646-716-9663. And this evening, I'm very pleased to have a dynamic, wonderful New York lady with us, and her name is Teresa LaPree. Are you there, Teresa?
Hi, how are you, Star, and everyone who's listening? Hope that your night is going great.
Yeah, pretty good. That Mercury in retrograde's treating me very well this time. And Teresa, I'd like you to start telling my listeners a little bit or a lot about you. So talk to us. Tell us about you.
I'm a native New Yorker, as you introduced, and businesswoman, spiritualist, turned to teacher in the new millennium. I just had my first book published called Explore Your Sacred Truth, and it takes the reader on a journey of self-discovery to find their own truth, especially in the new transition, which I believe that we are, as human beings, transition into. So when I wrote this book, I really didn't want to preach to anybody. I wanted to take the principles of the metaphysical path and the soul path, and I wanted to spiritually nudge and remind people towards their personal truth. So we turned around, and we accomplished that because the book actually, when you're reading it, it's actually, you actually feel like I'm sitting down and we're just having a conversation. So my thing is that with the transition coming, self-development and the things that go along with self-development as you're awakening should be easy to access, and you should be able to work on yourself from a point that is comfortable with the individual. So we accomplished that, and we're actually going deeper and deeper. I'm loving my new mission. I'm loving what life has to offer. And being part of this journey is actually a gift because it allows me to teach and guide the mass population, which is what my interest and my mission is for. And I want to do it in a very easy way, a way that's very understandable, in a way that gives the person a chance to explore within themselves without a ready-made script. Because most people, they read a lot of books or they start the journey, and then they get a little confused on the journey because, as you know, no one path is the same, and they get a little lost. So we want to take you a step further so you continue to grow and develop, and it's an essential thing for a person's personal growth.
Okay, and when you're interacting personally with a person, what goes on in that kind of session?
It's a soul-to-soul session because I believe that most people are afraid to develop what, from within. So what we turn around and do, no one session is the same because each individual is unique. And depending on what that person wants to develop or how fast or how slow they're going is how we take it. The first thing is to get to know who you are and freeing yourself from conditioning because most people are conditioned. And usually people have two sides to them in this kind of, in this society, one that they have to be in front of their peers and one who they are, truly are, and they're afraid to express because society has labeled them, And what we do is we peel away that onion skin and we get comfortable within ourselves and we free ourselves from the conditionings that could stifle us. And conditioning is different for everybody. So we go by what it is that a person is really conditioned by, and then we work from there. And once you're comfortable with yourself, your mind opens up, and then you could explore the possibilities that infinite awareness has to offer. Because people get a little tripped up. There's many teachers, and there's many ways that the divine tools are embedded in each individual in their divine DNA coding. People don't know how to turn it on, and most people are expecting it to play out one way, and we teach, don't expect anything, go with the unexpected. As you're developing, your intuition and your soul and your and is your best guide, and as you become comfortable with that and you explore, your mind begins to open up, your soul begins to open up, and body and spirit become well. One, and we, you know, we do it on a very serious level because, as you know, when you're searching, it takes work. So we don't sugarcoat it and say, you know, you're going to read a book or we're going to guide you, and in one day you're going to reach enlightenment. Enlightenment is up to the individual to peel away the onion skin and to go forth from there.
I agree. How many people do you find are afraid of their own light and, you know, that when they were young, they were psychic and mom and dad said, stop that stuff, or they had an imaginary friend that was really a spirit guide, or really what happened is they just wanted to be normal. And now that being normal, they have stuffed all those talents and energies inside themselves. And like you say, they have to peel back that skin of the onion. And, of course, everybody has to peel that back differently. How many people do you find are more afraid of their own light than they are of their shadow?
The majority of the people. Because, you see, the shadow is easy because we've been conditioned. So we are automatically conditioned with fear. So we feed off the fear and we feed off the don'ts and we feed off the enslavement of society because this is what we're taught. Now, here we are going into the light, and although we're striving for something better, we're afraid of the outcome. I can't do this. What if I do this and it fails? And then the parable comes in, well, you're in the dark, and what you're doing can still fail, so why are you afraid of the outcome? And I think letting go is one of the biggest things that people are afraid of, and that stops them. But as you become comfortable in your own psyche, within your own soul, doing the exercises and becoming and feeling the energies, you are able to step into the light. And I always tell people, you know, do it at your own pace. Don't do it at the pace that people think you should accelerate, because some people accelerate really fast. Some people it takes a longer time. As you know, there are people that have been preparing for this for over 20 years to prepare the way for the for this era, because people were going to awaken so fast, and now there's people who are awakening at an accelerated speed. But excuse me, what happens is that they don't know what to do with all this pent up energy, because it's almost like, am I insane here? What's going on over here? You know, do I express this? And we are the guides who are instructing, who are helping one another along. So that's kind of an individual thing. But I would say initially the majority of people are afraid of the light. Isn't that weird? We can step right into the dark, but not the light.
And where can we buy your book?
My book is on Amazon, and it's on Barnes & Noble Nook. And as I said, it's called Explore Your Sacred Truth, and it really is getting fantastic reviews. I am so surprised just how, because I wrote the book and then I didn't think about it anymore. So now when I'm actually looking at the reviews and what I wanted to accomplish, the universe has been so great because people are writing just how I envisioned it. So that's a really cool thing. And it's not a book that gets, it's a book that the beginner or someone very deep into it can appreciate and understand. Because let's face it, we all go into development and sometimes we get a little savvy because we're doing it, you know, we're practicing every day. Then we sometimes we forget the principles and we, you know, need to go back to balance. And for the beginner who is just awakening and they're a little lost, I don't leave a cliffhanger for them. I talk very straight. I don't preach. Very easy to understand and to give you some really useful tools to start you along the way. And I also speak about, you know, the process and that how you know, when certain things occur and you're doubting yourself or you're at a crossroad, you know, don't freak out. It happens. To break down a temple means that you are actually building a new one and you're striving to be in a different place. So it's really cool because people are awakening and people are stepping in to the Great Transition, the New Millennium, many different names, but to the same era. And we are definitely in it.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, it's an onion. When you peel through one layer, you have to go through the other one, so the next one. And so, you know, even if I, you know, I think I'm advanced, I'm just going to still read the book because the reminder is great. A little back a while ago, you talked about letting go, and I call it surrendering. Why is that so hard for people? Why do you think to surrender? And I don't mean surrender where you wave a white flag. I'm talking about surrender and let Source God take care of it. How come that's so hard for some people?
I think it's due to the conditionings. Don't forget, Earth has been at a low frequency for many centuries. And being in that low frequency, you become, you know, you get, I'm going to use this as a better phrase, tunnel vision. You just see what's in front of you, so you don't see the whole, you know, picture, and you don't see that, you know, an outcome's going to come and it's not so bad. We have been conditioned and enslaved in this society that people are so afraid to surrender, even though what they might have is really at a loss to them and does them more harm than good. And that was one of the biggest things that in my own journey that I really had to go deep, and I still have times where I have to catch myself, and now I'm in the phase where I'm totally, you know, becoming more comfortable with it, but that takes a lot of work. And that's why I believe in, when you're a spiritualist and when you heal or whatever your gifts are, clear communication and how the transition really happens should also be discussed. I'm very big in discussing, too. You know, this is sexual divine energy. We just did a video on that this weekend that went over fantastically because a lot of people don't want to talk intelligently about what happens on the spiritual path. Now, I'm this kind of a rebel star. I believe that we all should talk intelligently. We should learn from one another, and we shouldn't be embarrassed to discuss things that are part of us, part of the 3D reality that we live in, and how we incentuate to a next level, and we continue going into different portals. You know, people are going to agree, some people are not, but if you sit down and if you intelligently weigh out for yourself, then you become thirsty. See, my mission is not to lead you to the water. My mission is to make you become thirsty so you go seeking and you find that water, but you do it on your own terms. You do it intelligently. You don't do it in a way that's conditioned, and you do it where it makes sense. Because we have infinite possibilities, and we are so intelligent, but, you know, we've become, again, I'll use the word, conditioned and enslaved in a society that doesn't want us to expand. But now that the bells and whistles are going off, it's all coming together, and it can't be stopped. Clusters of people worldwide are awakening, and they are banding together to make change. And It's just happening right before our eyes. Most
isn't that such a miracle? Even the little, you know, the little here in Arkansas, the housewives in the trailers are praying for world peace, and everybody just knows that something is here. And you know, I feel like we're all like diamonds, and we have all these wonderful facets. And for some of us, it's carving out one facet or shining on another facet. There are no steps to enlightenment because everybody's map is different. And you know, you got to trust your intuition. And your clock is different. Some people come into spirituality, metaphysics, and in a year, they know more than 40 people do in 40 years is because they've had so many past lives when they worked on this stuff. And it's so true what you say about people's timing. Even in my own life, if I look back, there were phases and decades where I got things real quickly, and there were other years and decades where I integrated stronger, and it was a slower process. So there are no steps to enlightenment, so you can't say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for each of us. It's different, and all of us need a coach, a teacher, someone to facilitate, not to do it for us.
Absolutely.
Facilitate our quest into finding our spiritual reality. Talk to me a little bit, Teresa, about how some people's spiritual reality is different from other people's spiritual realities.
That's a great question. Well, the key to spiritual realities for people to really experience them let me paraphrase it this way. The difference between spiritual realities for each individual is very vast. And I say it's vast because I speak to a number of people throughout the world. And some people, they are always in a tranquil state. Their calling and their awakening is to manifest love and to show kindness. Then I have other people who have battled with dark energies, and I'm not talking about demons or anything like that. I'm talking about the off-balance energies that always make things harder for them.
Drama,
and they had to fight their way through to their spirituality. So they help along those who are having drama and trauma. Then there's the children now that are being born that just are awakening, and they are doing and growing in a different way. Did you ever notice that, like the indigo children and the starseed children, how remarkably advanced that they are, and they have an all-knowing about them? Some people get visions.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you know what? What do they say? 61% of our children have attention deficit disorder. And, I mean, that's common. When I was in school and you gave me a puzzle of the United States, I put all 48 pieces of the puzzle into the puzzle. What I see happening with the little rainbow children and crystal children and indigo children is they put 32 of the pieces in, and they can figure out where all the rest of the pieces go, so they get up and leave the puzzle because they've already figured out in their brain and their energy where the rest of the pieces go, and the teachers are trying to drag them back to finish something that they've already completed in their mind, where actually they didn't complete it on the physical. And the colors seem to be richer and sounds seem to be louder for these children. Have you noticed?
Oh, absolutely. I've noticed it, and I also think that the educational system stifles some of the youth of today, because expansion and the mind can go infinitely, but again, it's structured. So everybody pre-diagnosed, and there's a heavy workload, and there's so many things that are going on. As you said, these children are labeled. And the blueprint of them is amazing, because if you sit down with an indigo child, starseed child, however, you know, whatever your terminology is for the very, very gifted children that are being born, who really their DNA is really mutating at this point, very rapidly, they are life inspiring, because they get it, and they are actually sent here to live it, and we could all learn a lesson from them. But again, it goes back to, what do you believe? Are you going to be awakened? Because there are many people that are going to be awakened that will not heed the calling. So as you're awakening, are you, you know, this is the time to go beyond the physical body and where consciousness comes in. Are you willing to free yourself from that conditioning and experience? Because even as teachers and guides, we could guide you. We could help you open a gateway. We could describe something to you, but until you experience it for yourself and you are willing to do the work that is necessary to open up your stargates from within, it's just talk. You have to experience it to know what the true feeling of elation is. I don't know. What do you think about that? I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, they're afraid to discuss that, just like they're afraid to discuss their gift of sexual energy through the soul, because right away people think it's about sex. We're not talking about just sex. We're talking about it soul-to-soul energy. That's all-encompassing. So it's really like it's a vast board, and many people are coming together in a different way. But I think as you are awakening and as you are becoming open to the possibilities, people are becoming a little bit more relaxed, because again, I'll go back to that peeling away the onion layers, you know.
That I agree with that, and I also think when you become awake, whatever you resist the most, whatever you're resisting in life the most, is the thing that probably has the most to teach you. And I've seen people who try to become awakened, and they don't want to do the work, and they want someone to wave a magic wand over them and do the work for them, and they want a discount. And then people, and then people who get into the work and daily, daily do the work. If you're out there saying you're working on your mother issue, or you're working on your sexual abuse, or you're working on finding a mate, you better be able to tell me several things. Are you journaling? Are you in therapy? Are you reading books? Are you doing processes? Are you writing 100 questions to yourself and answering them? I have had this disease on my students and my clients in the last decade, and they say they're working on something. Just because you're conscious of it does not mean you're working on it. And then I've had brilliant, amazing students. The minute something comes into their conscious, they're already working on it. Before they named it, before they understand it, they're doing the processes, they're doing the journaling, they're doing the affirmations, they're doing the meditations, and being them, which, you know, is another layer of the onion. So everyone's journey is just so different.
So different and diverse.
Trust your intuition. Your journey is not going to be the same journey that some teacher tries to pump out in 24 different steps.
No,
it's going to follow.
When I told you, I'm one of those goddess rebels, you know. I always questioned, and I always tailor-make things for me, because I know, and I always knew, that it doesn't work when you're following a script. And that's why most people miss the diamond, they missed the shining of their own diamond, is because they're expecting the 24 steps to happen in that order, and it doesn't. And I think once you say, okay, this is the journey, soul is about you, your higher consciousness that connects with your physical body and the experience that you have on earth. Now, we're not saying that you have to know all the answers. Once you are activated and like you say, you're putting the work in order, the idea in process, you're creating, then it starts to come to you. But we're so afraid of what that entails that we turn around and we stifle it. And religion also had a big role in that. Now, I don't want to get into religion because that's not my thing, and whatever people believe, they believe. But there's a difference between religion and spirituality, because spirituality is all about the your core self. This is all about your divine being. And yes, you are a divine being. You're a diamond in the lotus waiting to shine in many different facets because you are part of that source energy. And we have been taught that we are not, so we are afraid to take those steps. And in the awakening and in part of this new millennium, teachers, guides, clusters of people are all coming together because they made their soul contract, it was their destiny, however you categorize it, to come down and be part of it. And, you know, most people are waiting for the big Armageddon to come out of the sky, but the reality is, it is my belief, that it's already happening because it's a shift of consciousness. It's a shift of another awareness. So when you intelligently reason, you're saying, okay, now I can understand once we go to a higher level, no more tears. No more aging, no more sickness, because we're evolving. You know, so
I think that's really important. And then there's people who love to heal, and people who love to be sick because they get attention. And what is happening in the world right now is we're having to choose. We're having to choose between being positive and sometimes not even being negative. Sometimes we're choosing between being positive and apathy.
Yes.
You know, and in sometimes not choosing creates your reality, and apathy creates your reality. And there's no one to congratulate or blame but yourself. And you see it. How many books were published last year? Like a gazillion trillion books were published last year. And there's so much information. There's so much light out there. There's so many different types of people, healings, techniques, books that you can turn to inspire and spark that light into a huge Nova inside of yourself.
I love what you just said. Spark that light into a huge Nova inside of yourself. I think that, for me, that sums it up. And I'll use that parable, Star. So if you hear me saying it, you're going to know that you inspire me. That's the key. That's exactly who we are, who we've forgotten that we were, and now it's coming together that we are remembering. Does that make sense to you?
That makes sense. I want to say one more thing before we go to the break.
Okay.
As a spiritual master, I give solutions, not answers. If you have a solution, then you can figure out how to get other answers. So here's the map. Take the trip. I'm not going with you, and I'm not holding your hand.
Absolutely.
We're coming up to that half an hour break here any second. And please.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
You can call me, Aunt Teresa, and ask us some questions, get some confirmation, discuss what you're feeling and seeing. The phone number is 646-716-9663. 646-716-9663. So let's take a breath there. Teresa, what is the name of your book?
Explore Your Sacred Truth, and it's on Amazon, it's on Barnes & Noble Nook, and we're so excited that, you know, I wrote that book in spite of my, I wrote that book in the midst of my own spiritual awakening. I was always awake, and I always was able to channel, but I always did it privately. And this was like a life-changing event that happened to me. I know the flip sides of, you know, what it is to have a company, what it is to lose it, what it is to do some soul searching from really dark places and emerging into my light. And really the calling was there, and it was like, okay, you've been prepared for this all your life, and now you're going forth. So it was really cool, and it was like a bittersweet, but it was accomplished. And, you know, here I am. Here I am doing what I'm called to do, and I'm doing it for the mass population in a way that's very easy to understand and in a way that helps the individual. And as you said before, I could guide you. You could read my books. You could read a number of other authors' books. But really the soul searching comes within, from within.
Mm-hmm.
And be prepared to get a little uncomfortable.
All right. We're ready for
for the callers?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Therese and Star, hold on. All right. We're going to bring on Marie first. Marie, you're on the air with Star and Therese.
Hi. I was calling to ask about spiritual naming. I know that you've helped some people with that before.
Okay, spiritual what, honey?
Naming. Spiritual names? Finding your spiritual name?
Oh, yes, I have. Okay, and your middle name is?
Marie.
And your first name is?
Cheryl.
Okay.
Hi, Cheryl. How you doing tonight?
Okay. Here are your letters. A is for activation and action. S is for system and soul. You need another A in your name someplace for activity, action, activation. You need an M for miracle, meaning on different levels, and a C. Okay, what you cannot have are double consonants any place in your name, and you cannot have any F's, D's, or R's in your name. So do you have your letters written down?
Yes.
Okay, so those are the rules for your name. Please figure it out.
And may I ask why no S, D, or R?
F has force in it. I feel that this lifetime you've been forced, or there's been force applied to you that was too strong for you. D is density, and it's too heavy for you. And what was the other letter I said you couldn't have?
R.
And R is rate. And rate, it makes you stick to a certain time. You work in spurts. You jump four or five levels, and then you don't do anything for a while. You jump four or five levels. You're not one, 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 two, one, 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 two. Do you understand that? So, yeah, you work in spurts. So those are why you cannot have those energies. Each letter influences your vibration in several different ways. And that is a whole class in itself. Mm-hmm. But here are your letters you can have and the letters you can't have. Those are the essential ones I gave you at first. And the no-nos at last. Figure out your name, darling. Thank you.
And may I ask one more thing? Why no double consonants? I'm just curious.
The brain stutters at double consonants. If you were to put a double L or double D in front of us and the brain, actually, the pupils widen and it takes a quarter second more to integrate that. So I don't want your brain or your vibration stuttering at anything. I want you to have that flow that the force before and the weight of everything denied you. So for you, you don't get a double consonant. Some people need to slow down and they get the double L or they get some of the other double consonants in their names, double S, you know. So that's why you don't have double consonants in your name. I want you to flow at your own rate.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry, Teresa.
That's cool. I learned something.
All right, Mary Ann, you're on with Star and Teresa.
Hi, this is Meryl Lynn. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Hi.
And hi, I was wondering, I don't know if it's appropriate, I should have asked, but
Go ahead and ask.
Yeah. Is it possible to ask for a healing around my career?
Okay. Do you want to stay in the same place or do you want to go to a different place in your career so I know how to heal you?
I don't really have work right now, so I don't want to be here. I love business consulting and advising, but my heart soars around things that help people and planet around sustainability and spirituality.
Great. Teresa, what do you have to say to her?
Well, the first thing I have to say is that it seems like you've been doing a little soul searching and you have a little apprehension, and that's because you want to step into the new and excited, but you're just held back a little bit. Am I correct in that?
I am held back, even though I've been doing a lot of...
I get that. And I think, though, that even though you are being held back, you're at a pinnacle in your own life where you're just ready to take the plunge. So I think what you really are asking for is a guidance and not even a healing, a guidance to open up your subconscious and your channel so that your intuition leads you in the right direction and that opportunity comes to you and the doors open and then you're able to make a decision from there. How does that sound? Am I on the right track with you?
Yes, however, I will add that I am honestly, I thought about this very mindfully, asking for healing too, because I've had some tremendously negative experiences in my work life.
Okay.
We're
going to give you that healing.
Yes.
And the other thing is for things to shift, change, and become a miracle, you have to dive into whatever your heart's desire is. And I can give you the healing, but the healing is kind of like it's like going towards a moving car. So once you start moving, I can follow you. And my healing will touch you in the beginning if you stay still, and then it's going to be moving fast. So, yes, you can have your healing. I will be giving you a healing, and this is the time soon to decide and do what your heart desires. Got it?
Yes, I do.
Very
All true.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So nice to talk to you.
Are we there, Mark, or
okay.
someone else?
Yeah, it just took me a second for the buttons to switch over, mutes. Okay, Anne, you're on the air.
Good evening.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, Anne. How can we be of service?
Well, you know what? I really don't have a question, but I would be very open to whatever you have to say to me.
Okay, Teresa.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a real bubble buncer. But you know what? Since you called in, it seems like you're very open to your spirituality and your subconscious. So I would say, since you are on the air and you're listening, take whatever resonates with in you from this broadcast, and just keep asking for, you know, the universe to keep opening you up and opening up that great spirit, because I could feel you have a great aura around you, and mm-hmm. I'm just going to send you a lot of blessings so that your path just opens up for you, and
okay.
then you go from there. And if
okay.
there's any specific things that you want to ask, please do so now. I mean, I'm just getting such a great vibe from your aura.
Oh, thank you so much. No, I just kind of wanted like a general type thing, just, you know, whatever came out, that's it.
Okay, I have something for you.
Okay.
The thing that you regard as your biggest lesson is turning into your biggest blessing. That may not look that way, feel that way. It may be in the past a long way, or it may be just a little bit in the past way. But something that you have a little bit of resentment to, that you've done forgiveness work on, it will soon be a big blessing. And I'm not digging in to see what it is or anything. I just want to confirm for you, your lesson is a blessing turning into a blessing. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
She's contemplating it.
I hear that, but the wheels, and she's going, which one? And I don't think it's that important to figure which one it is out. I think it's important in a day or three from now to be able to receive the big blessing that you're going to get, okay?
Okay. All right. Wonderful. I know which one you're talking about.
I know you do, honey. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Have a wonderful evening, ladies.
You too. Well. Pleasure.
Okay. And it wouldn't be a show without Steve from New York.
Hey, darling. How are you?
I'm fine, Stig baby. How you doing?
Well, I'm feeling better. Things are still a little unchy, but I'm feeling better. In fact, they're really unchy, but I'm feeling better. I'm handling it great, actually. But I just wanted to know, I mean, but I left really a strange sort of audition yesterday. I'm still supposed to do this, right? I mean, I'm not...
Listen, you're still supposed to be an actor and a comedian. Don't doubt yourself out of the game. This is what you're supposed to do. Sometimes you need 50 no's for the correct yes. And
okay.
I strongly advise that you practice gratitude and that you see Zabi, who will be there this weekend.
Of course. When I see her Friday, I'll make an appointment.
And Teresa, what do you have to say to my student of 20 years here, an actor and a comedian? What
Hi,
do you have
Steve,
to say
how
to
are you? I say if your path, if this resonates within you and the feeling is so strong, then it's the right path for you.
It's the only thing I want to do.
Then I say go for it and do it with passion and don't worry about the outcome and just put yourself in it and just expand from there. You're going to be so okay.
Great, I love you,
Stig. Watch the negativity and replace it with positivity and no apathy.
Okay?
All right. Cheryl, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Actually, it's Sherry.
Okay, Sherry, great. How can we be of service to you tonight?
Well, right now, I'm sort of like crossing a bridge in my life. I heard a rather persistent little voice urging me to take some training recently, and I'm in the middle of that right now. And
what's your doubt here?
I guess it's that it's so unexpected. It's not something I ever saw myself doing.
How many times did you beg for surprises? How many times did you beg, pray that things would be different? Teresa, what do you have to say to her?
I say accept what's going to come, because this is part of your spiritual journey, and you're going to be filled and learn from the unknown, and it's really going to become quite familiar to you. As soon as you get past that initial, it's going to be so familiar. It's going to be like a glove that fits perfectly on your hand. So I say accept what's going, the teachings. This is part of your spiritual path and your journey, and you're doing the right thing. It's really just the mysterious and the unknown that has you a little bit taken back. But once you continue forward, the mystery is going to be all taken out of it, and you're going to feel like you have found your home. So go for it, girl.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, you are on your path. Thank you. One more,
Mark. Okay. Yeah, one more. Kim, you're on there.
Hi, Kim.
Hello. I had a career question. It's what you saw. If you saw me changing what I'm doing or promoting myself or sticking with what I'm doing, promoting somebody else.
Okay, Teresa?
I'm sorry, you cut out. Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello?
She actually dropped off the air. I'll let you know if she comes back on.
Okay.
Good evening.
Sorry, you're all set for now.
Okay.
So it's you and I.
All right. So take a deep breath. You know, for me, the unexpected is sometimes exactly what I prayed for. I prayed for a new light, a new perspective on things. And sometimes when I got really, really stuck, the new perspective seemed strange. It seemed unbelievable. And yet, these are the very answers to our prayers. Pay attention, people.
Yeah.
Pay attention to what you pray for and ask for, because sometimes what you think is unexpected is an answer to an old prayer. What do you think about that, Teresa?
I think that you hit it right on the head. I think that this journey that we're embarking on is to discovery. And it's a connection with oneness and creation. And we shouldn't expect the unexpected. Sometimes, as you say, is a little mysterious and unknown, but it is exactly the way it should play out. I think that that's wonderful. And I think that, you know, I read a little bit about you, and
Yes?
I got Kim back online.
Okay. Hey, Tim, what was your question?
Oh, hello. Sorry I dropped off like that. I was just asking for some probably career question about if I should stick with where I am promoting somebody else or if there's another path for me.
Okay, so where are you right now?
I'm in California.
No, I mean your career, honey.
Well, I've been promoting another spiritualist. And just wondering if that's going to go anywhere, or if I'm just kind of just if I should be out doing something else.
I suggest you become the person that other people promote. Do you get this?
That I should be the person that other people promote? Yes, I do.
Okay, and the reason why you were promoting somebody was to learn all the ins and outs, to learn everything there is to know. Right, Mark?
And that is right.
And Mark's also gone on that path before. It's like working from the mailroom on up. You promote people. You learn how to deal with clients. You need to harvest the idea, the teaching that is inside of you that needs to come out so people can promote you. This is the place. Instead of being in doubt and fear, all of the things that you've said, well, I would teach that a little differently. Well, I express that a little differently. Mm-hmm. All of those things must be put in black and white for you. Teresa.
No, I totally agree. I agree that there's definitely something buzzing off in you, because if it wasn't, you wouldn't have called in. And everything that you're thinking and is resonating within you, it was just a channel coming through Star to reconfirm that you are on the right path of the decision that you already know that you're going to make. Does that make sense?
It totally resonates with me. You're right on.
And write it down. Write it down. Write it down. And that's the three rules. Write it down. It can be put into seminars. It can be put into books. It can be put into webinars. But if you don't write it down, it's hard to get out of your mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And by the way, writing it down, Teresa. Thank you, Tim. Teresa, what is your book and where can I buy it?
My book is called Explore Your Sacred Truth. It's on Amazon and it's on Barnes & Noble Nook. It's doing great. People are really resonating it within the a little tongue-tied. People are resonating with the book. It's written for the mass population. And you, whether you're a savvy spiritualist who's doing this for 40 years or someone who is a novice, the book will actually resonate. It's very deep, but
great.
It's very lightly written, if you understand my gist of it.
I do, sweetie. Now tell me about what you do on YouTube.
Well, I do several things. Well, on YouTube, I do my own weekly podcast, which probably runs between 10 to 12 minutes. And then once a week, a colleague and I, Roach Faraci, we are now doing a webcast. And we are really getting into the issues that are going on in the spiritual community as people are transitioning. We do it in a very modern, intelligent way. And we are actually speaking what people are thinking but are still a little too shy or
to say.
Embarrassed to talk about.
Yep, that's a good place.
And we are actually getting great reviews from that because we are hitting things that are happening in everyday life. We're not interested in, you know, world politics. We know where that's going. We understand that this conditioning is taking place and it's breaking. But what we are doing is, as we are transitioning, we are coming together in strength. We are discussing the issues that are happening. We are sharing the tools to get you on your journey so you can make a change and difference. We are telling you straight out, hey, we love you. You are loved. But on this spiritual journey, you have to be part of your own development. You have to be the one to go and dig deep. And don't be afraid of your dark, because we all have dark that emerges into light. And go and peel those onion layers. And when you're having a weak day, that's fine. And when you're having a strong day and you want to go forth, push it a little bit more. We're so versatile that we're getting to the mass population, which is who is being activated.
Well, that's good. And remember that
if you go to www.starfuentes.com, you can find articles, my calendar, lots of things.
Oh, my God, I did. You are so versatile. I love the fact that you lived with indigenous people and you really got down on the earth and you know how
oh
it is.
Oh, my God, no ice cubes, you know.
No ice cubes.
Huts. Oh, my God, it was really interesting.
I was like, you know
thank
what I'm
God
going...
now for toilets and ice cubes. That's
absolutely.
I mean, 20 years later, I'm still thanking God for toilets and ice cubes.
It's amazing, right?
It is. It's amazing what I went through. And, you know, we all have our own journey. You don't have to go and live with some indigenous shaman or 11 of them.
No.
You have to do what is inside of you, in front of you, on a daily basis. And please, we talk a lot about you doing what you need to do, but you need outside confirmation.
Yeah.
You need people to say, I made this mistake, don't you make it. You need a little bit of guidance, maybe some teaching on your path so you don't wander off in a direction that is inappropriate for you. Because there's no really wrong direction to go in on your path, but some places are more appropriate than others. Pay attention. Educate. I get a new certification every year. I look for people like Teresa and people who come with a fresh outlook, and I love bridge information. And bridge information is very important.
Absolutely.
It takes the spiritual world and blends it with the Muggle public world. And that is the basic down-home principles. And I need to be reminded every other year, because sometimes we make such complicated messes and things are really simple, but maybe not easy. And pay attention to people like Teresa LaPree, whose book is Explore Your Sacred Truth on Amazon. Pay attention to people like me. I first taught in 1958. I'll be 75 in a few
Get
months.
Get out of town!
That's a few years of experience there. And learn with your heart, learn with your light, learn with your discernment.
I love that. Learn with your light.
Okay,
so
take Teresa D. We have about two more minutes left. What would you like to leave our listeners with tonight?
I say, you know what? Keep searching. Don't ignore your calling. Don't be afraid. Each day, take it as it comes. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. Live in the moment and learn. Use your intelligence. Question. Let your light shine through, because you are truly a diamond in the lotus. We really all are. And it's about time now that the light exceeds and you see your own light. That's what I have to leave you beautiful listeners with.
Well, thank you for being on the show, Teresa LaPree.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been a
and
pleasure.
And a few other things I want to leave people with. You know, we're coming up on a couple of really important holidays. The holiday of gratitude, Thanksgiving, and we're coming up on the holiday season. Please prepare your energies, because this is the time when family shows up, when your DNA shows up, when what you resist shows up and what you love the most, the lights, the sounds, the colors, the thoughts, the feelings, your own personal intuition. It's holiday time when we become whole together, even sometimes if we resist it. When the holidays get here, you will find yourself treating yourself the same way over and over again. It is time for a change. Treat yourself lightly and with love.
That was great. Are you still there,
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.